This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Autism care providers at a budget hearing Tuesday were dismayed by the state's plan to adjust Medicaid rates. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports they were hoping for more support.
Colorado's Medicaid office is asking for about $13 million to increase reimbursements for pediatric behavioral therapy, which includes autism care. That figure is less than a third of what a state advisory committee said would be needed to keep up with other states. JJ Tomasz, founder of Autism Care Clinic Behavior Span, says he's worried the proposal is far too low.
It's not going to keep companies from leaving Colorado. I know that. I know of several that are thinking about it.
Autism care providers say low Medicaid reimbursement rates have led to a financial crisis in the industry, resulting in clinic closures and stress for families. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
A Colorado company is getting a big government grant to make more energy-efficient windows. CPR's Sam Brash.
The U.S. Department of Energy plans to award nearly $6 million to Alpine High Performance Products. CEO Brad Began says that'll let it quintuple the capacity of its main factory in Louisville.
And we're very proud of creating opportunities and upward mobility for a highly diverse workforce. And we expect to create, hopefully, hundreds of jobs out of this.
The federal grant will also allow the company to upgrade a second facility in Pennsylvania. That should help Alpine cut the cost of triple and quad pane windows, windows made from glass currently used in smartphones and flat screen TVs. The final product insulates far better than standard double pane windows. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado is putting $30 million into a statewide rental assistance fund. The money was approved during the legislature's recent special session. The state's emergency rental assistance program now totals $65 million, with the rest of the money coming from federal funds. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs back above 50 this afternoon. It gets colder tomorrow with daytime highs in the 30s. This is CPR News and KRCC.